broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I've got a ton of news that I have to get to today. Stacks and stacks and stacks and more stacks and then stacks on top of stacks. Trump saying that the illegal espionage on his campaign was worse than Watergate. Well, that's just accurate. So it's nice to see Trump hitting back on that. He needs to start getting the Justice Department into action to do something about these criminals that would have been hung in the 18th century for the treason that they're committing against our country. And he needs to really come through for his base and drain the swamp and arrest the likes of Hillary Clinton, James Comey, all of them. They all need to be arrested. They all need to be questioned. They all need to have public testimonies. And again, if it was the 18th century, they'd probably have public hangings. But it's not. So you've got that angle of things that we're going to get to. And I've actually, Roger is involved with some litigation right now, so Roger Stone not going to be able to join us today. So that actually gives me some time to open up the phone line. So I may just have the second hour, since Roger's out dealing with the lawsuits he's engaged in right now, all the attacks on him, I may just open up the phone line second hour and we can discuss the issue of arresting the Hillary Clintons, the James Comeys, and the likes. Then, this I'm going to get to in the next segment. Donald Trump, President Trump, addresses a question about MS-13 gang members, and he calls them animals. And then C-SPAN, supposed to be neutral, edits it out of context, tweets it out, and then the entire left wing in America falls for the fake news and says that Trump calls immigrants animals. I've got a stack of news on that that we're going to get to. Truly outrageous. And it really just shows you how pathetic this scum is. That are in our government. It's really pathetic. And then you've got Democrats right now. They don't even know what to do, so they're having an ideas summit. So they're trying to form ideas. See, they don't have any ideas. They don't have any identity. They just have hatred and emotion. And it's not going to give them a victory in the midterms or in 2020. So they're having an ideas summit. They're trying to come up with some ideas. The only thing that they can seem to land on is free health care. And everybody gets a government job. So you get guaranteed a job. Yeah, that'll go really well. And again, that's not what America is about. But I tweeted out from the War Room Twitter account last night after going over some of John Bolton's rhetoric and seeing what's been going on with Bolton. I tweet out, is John Bolton trying to sabotage President Trump's North Korean peace deal with Kim Jong-un? Now, why would I be saying that? Let's roll clip 11. Listen to what John Bolton said on Face the Nation.
Be a model of 2003, 2004. We're also looking at what North Korea itself has committed to previously. And most importantly, I think going back over a quarter of a century to the 1992 joint North-South denuclearization agreement, where North Korea committed to give up nuclear weapons and committed to give up uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing. Now, we've got other issues to discuss as well. Their ballistic missile programs, their biological and chemical weapons programs, their keeping of American hostages, the abduction of innocent Japanese and South Korean citizens over the years. So there's a lot to talk about.
Will the U.S.
Now, at the beginning of that clip, I don't know why it was cut off or something. He says, we're going to go for the Libyan model. The Libyan model. Well, what is that? Well, remember the famous Hillary Clinton clip? We came, he saw, he died. They destroyed Libya and they killed Gaddafi. So when John Bolton says that about North Korea, is that John Bolton playing bad cop versus good cop Trump? Or is that John Bolton trying to sabotage President Trump's peace deal with the Koreans? So that's another issue that you've got going on right now. The deep state and the neocon war hawks are trying to sabotage President Trump's agenda right now. So he's getting attacked from all angles, folks.
Oh,
It is Thursday, May 17th, 2018. This is The War Room, presented by Infowars.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Tons of news to get to today. I'll be joined by Syrian Girl at 3:30 Central. That's in the first hour. Roger Stone cannot make it today for the second hour. He is tied up in litigation with the attacks he's dealing with right now on himself, the fake news that he colluded with Russia. And then Leanne McAdoo joins me in the third hour. So that's what you can expect from the guest. And since Roger cannot join us today with the second hour as he normally does, we're going to open up the phone lines in the second hour. Specifically, I want to know, what do you think about my opinion, which is President Trump will go down as one of the greatest presidents in American history, perhaps the greatest in modern history. But even so, even having said that, if he does not drain the swamp, if the likes of Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Comey, Lois Lerner, Loretta Lynch are not arrested or at least criminally tried, at least brought to a public testimony, then to me, President Trump's presidency is a failure, even though he will go down as one of the greatest of all time and probably the best in modern history. If he does not get Hillary Clinton behind bars, at least it's a failure to me. So in the second hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines and I want to get your opinion on that. I want to know if everybody feels the same way as I do, because quite frankly, I'm just losing patience. When I see an arrogant Hillary Clinton going around doing speeches, now she's got like a full body cast or something. She looks like an abominable snowman, but she still has the same arrogance. Even in her deteriorating character, public image, and health, she still has the arrogance. She still has the hubris. And it makes me sick, because everyone knows she belongs behind bars, and so does she. Yet she's still so pompous to get up here, travel the country, and lecture Americans about how they're racist, about how they're sexist. And I'm just sick of it. I want that witch behind bars. That would be the most American thing that President Trump could do. There would be parties in the streets if Hillary Clinton got locked up. It'd be like a championship. It'd be like a championship victory for America in the war against the deep state, in the war against the globalist, in a war against the traitors that corrupted our government. So you've got all that. Stacks of news. Oh, it's like we should be making a big deal of this. Have you seen now everyone's reporting about the Vegas shooting today? Oh, maybe there were multiple shooters. New video, new images, new evidence suggests different sides of the story. Wow, you're all late to the party. In fact, we already threw the party and drank all the beer and then cleaned up the kegs and all the cups and everything. The party's already done. You missed the party. You're showing up too late. We're done. We closed shop. It's over. All right, fine. You want to report on the Vegas shooting after, what is it, like 10 months now? 6-7 months? I don't know. It happened in October. So, okay. So you're a little late to the party. We reported on this for about a month straight. Now mainstream news picks it up. AP, Fox News, it's all over the place. New evidence, new videos, maybe multiple shooters, different stories, different angles, different perspectives. Right, right. And then let me guess, next year you'll report on the stand down? Next year you'll report on the stand down in Parkland, Florida at the high school? Next year you'll report on that? Or will you even report on the Illinois shooting or the stop shooting in Illinois at a high school where a gunman entered the school and got shot dead and saved many lives? Yeah, what was that, CNN guys? So yeah, there's CNN. New footage from Vegas shooting. New footage could be new evidence, could change the narrative. New details revealed. They're still not going to tell you the truth. I do wonder, though, why they are bringing this up now. But I need to do this before I get anywhere and before I'm joined by Syrian Girl. The biggest fake news maybe ever, and it's not big in its scope like the Russian collusion narrative, but it's big in the concentrated effort and the amplification of one thing that is so fake, so manipulated, so doctored, it makes your blood boil. What am I talking about? So, guys, let's have clip 20 ready to go. Now, this is a cut from C-SPAN of President Trump at a roundtable discussing illegal immigration and border control. This is C-SPAN cut that they tweeted out that goes viral that you've now heard about, President Trump saying people are animals. Here was a viral clip cut up by C-SPAN that originally went viral. Go to clip 20.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast. We get them. We release them. We get them again. We bring them out.
Okay, so then he goes on.
The dumbest laws.
So then he goes on and he talks about how these people are able to abuse the system, why the current immigration system has failed. But okay, so what happened? So they put that clip out and they don't provide the context, right? So then they say, they spin it, even though they know it's a lie. They all know it's a lie. They all know they're taking it out of context. These people are such frauds, man. They're such liars, man. And you know what? Maybe I get something wrong every once in a while here, but I'll be damned if I'm up here lying to you like these scumbags from the Democrat Party and the liberal media that go out and say President Trump says immigrants are animals. So C-SPAN puts that clip out. The entire Democrat Party, the entire left-wing media says Trump says immigrants are animals because C-SPAN puts that clip out. And then everyone takes it out of context and they all roll with the fake news, knowing damn well it's fake news that Trump called immigrants animals. Now, let's play the full clip with the question in context.
But now ICE is the only law enforcement agency that cannot use our databases to find the bad guys. They cannot come in and talk to people in our jail unless they reach a certain threshold. They can't do all kinds of things that other law enforcement agencies can do. And it's really put us in a very
disgrace,
bad position.
Okay?
It's a disgrace.
And we're suing on that, and we're working hard, and I think it'll all come together. Because people want it to come together. It's so ridiculous. The concept that we're even talking about is so ridiculous. We'll take care of it, Monica.
Thank you. There could be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about
it. Yeah. We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country.
Now, this is where they pick it up.
How bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a
okay,
level.
Okay, now I've already heard that. Now bring that down. Okay, so there's the full context. So she clearly says MS-13 gang members that I know about that are in these groups of people. So he then responds to that, to the MS-13 gang members comment, saying, yes, some of these people are animals. Well, MS-13 gang members, I mean, what do? They kill people. They deal drugs out on the streets. Okay, so that's who he's talking about. Now, why is C-SPAN cutting that out of context? Are they feeding the Democrat Party? Look at the fake news spread. Andrea Mitchell, a tough takedown by the California governor after Donald Trump calls people trying to enter the country animals, not people. Of course, again, Jerry Brown says the same thing, says Trump is lying about immigration. Okay, so there's two examples. Adam Schiff, murderers, rapists, and animals. This is how the president views undocumented immigrants. These degrading words are how the president... are also how people around the world dehumanize people they prosecute. Again, Schiff knows it's fake news. Eric Swalwell, if you're a decent person and we're in a meeting where Trump called immigrants animals, you would denounce him now. That's not what happened. You know it's fake news. Now look at this. I got a stack of news. Can I get to it in 15 seconds? NPR, Trump calls unauthorized immigrants animals. Vox, Trump on deported immigrants. They're not people. They're animals. New York Times, Washington Post, Sky News, Newsweek. I haven't even gotten all of them. They all went with the fake news story. They knew it was fake.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, was supposed to plug last segment, and this is like our biggest problem, is that we're so obsessed with bringing you the news. Like, we're so obsessed at getting the information out, we don't even take care of ourselves. We don't even plug. And I was supposed to plug last segment, and I completely forgot. But we're in a time right now where there's a brief window before Facebook and Twitter launch their new censorship programs to totally shut InfoWars out from the public platform that is Facebook and Twitter. And then, of course, Google and YouTube have their own algorithms. But Facebook and Twitter have announced new terms of service that are about to be implemented that will, that were specifically designed to target InfoWars and to keep us down. And so just as important as it is for your financial support so that we can continue to expand, hire more crew, get more guests, get more hosts, get more reporters, get more cameramen, get more editors, the whole nine, get more people overseas. You wrote to Alex today. He wants to go worldwide, satellites around the world for broadcasting. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is obviously imperative. We could fund this entire operation if everybody listening to today's show, from David Knight's show to Alex Jones' show to the War Room here, if everyone listening bought a bottle of toothpaste, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, even for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, if everyone just bought a bottle of toothpaste, a product that you use, everyone uses toothpaste, if everyone that listened to InfoWars Live today, from The Real News with David Knight, The Alex Jones Show, to The War Room, if everyone purchased a bottle of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, we could fund this operation if everybody just used that. But that's one aspect. Right now, we need you to share the links and spread this information because they're about to totally silence us on social media, folks. So you have a brief window where you can plug us and pump us out there where they're just kind of 60 to 70% censoring us before they roll out the 95% censorship of us. So force us out on these platforms before they silence us, so then people will realize that we were silenced. You see, if InfoWars is all over people's news feeds and then it disappears the next day, people are going to notice that and they're going to ask why. So please spread these links. Tell your friends and family about this broadcast because they're trying to shut us down. And we're going to continue to expand. We're not going to back down, but we need your support and we need you to tell friends and family about us so that we can continue to expand. Now, part of the reason why they want to shut us down is because we hear all sides of the argument. We don't just go along with the status quo. In fact, I kind of tongue-in-cheek said, I'm making fun of all the genders that people talk about now. I'm a contrarian gender, whereas I'm just going to be contrary to whatever it is you're saying. Just total contrarian. That's my gender from now on. But my point is where I have Laura Loomer on earlier this week to talk about her view of what's going on in the Gaza Strip. Now I'm going to bring on Syrian Girl, who has a totally different view. And here's my thing. And this is the saddest part about this to me and why I think I always grew up trying to avoid religion and politics is because it just divides people. And I can't even report on this issue from a neutral perspective. It's like you are either full on support Israel or you're full on anti-Semite. It's like you can't, I mean, it's like, can I just, my job is to do play by play of things that are happening and do the commentary on them. I'm not trying to go side by side here with Israel or Palestine. Okay, I'm an American. And whatever it is that America is involved with over there is probably not America first policy, but that's a separate issue. Now, I was hoping we could get Laura Loomer on as well with Syrian Girl so we could have a live spirited debate here on air, but we were unable to hear back from Laura. But Syrian Girl does join me here now. So first, I just want to give you the platform, okay, for you to just get whatever it is you think is going on or whatever the subjects that you want to discuss. And then I have some questions for you that we can go back and forth on. But the main story is, okay, the embassy gets moved to Jerusalem. You have a big ribbon-cutting ceremony. Why did they have to do that? Seems unnecessary. Then you have the protests in the Gaza Strip. Then you have the IDF killing people. Then you have Hamas saying they're terrorists. Okay, well, why should I trust Hamas? And why would Hamas admit? Why would Hamas? It makes no sense for Hamas to admit that their terrorists were killed when that gives the narrative to Israel. So that doesn't even make sense to me. So where do you stand on all this? What do you think are the real issues here going on in the Gaza Strip?
Well, first of all, you know, saying that being against Israel is anti-Semitic is the same as saying being against ISIS is Islamophobic. You know, why would Hamas come out and say these things? If you were paying attention to Ron Paul's statements to Congress, you would know that Israel created Hamas. In fact, this is common knowledge. WikiLeaks reported on this. The Washington Post reported on this. Basically, Israel created Hamas because at the time there was a secular, nationalist, anti-religious resistance movement of Palestinians who just wanted their country back and wanted to be treated like equal citizens that they wanted to destroy. And how better to destroy that than to support and fund the Islamists? That's just basically the strategy that they use everywhere, like they used in Syria, like they used in Afghanistan and Iran.
Well, they use that. They do that in America. There was a Project Veritas video that catches a Democrat Party operative talk about putting people out in the streets during the protests there to start violence, too. So this is a typical tactic. You insert violent people into these legitimate protests to start violence and then make the protest illegitimate. Classic technique.
Well, here's the thing. Hamas didn't organize the protest. If you were to listen to the news, that's what you would be thinking. Of course, Hamas came in later and said, oh, we endorsed this. And it doesn't matter that 10 other people endorsed it. That's what the headlines say, because, of course, Hamas was created in order to provide Israel an excuse to ethnically cleanse and steal land. The point is, it doesn't really matter about this protest. This protest is a... It comes in a much larger context. And the larger context is what we need to be talking about. We don't need to be talking about whether it's peaceful or not peaceful, because at the end of the day, what we need to be talking about is the fact that Israel has no right to exist. Israel has no right to defend itself, because Israel is basically the Jewish ISIS. Israel is the Jewish state in the Levant. It was created using terrorism, illegal immigration. And why? Because they have this religious belief that they belong in the Middle East, even though they come from everywhere from around the world. It's the same as ISIS. They have this religious belief that they need to take over Syria and Iraq and bomb the world because they think that the God says that it's okay. They basically follow what's in their religious book. And the problem is that not all Jews and not all Muslims agree with ISIS, and certainly not all Jews agree with Zionism. Certainly not all Christians agree with Zionism, especially the Christians in Palestine who are being ethnically cleansed by the Jewish state in the Levant. You know, this idea that Israel is helping to fight terrorism is saving Christianity. The Middle East Christians are crying out for people to hear them, to see how they're being destroyed.
All right. We're going to hold it right there. We got to go to break. And I at least give you credit because you're willing to say what most people on your side of the aisle won't say. Israel shouldn't exist. And I think that there's a lot of people in the Middle East that would agree. And if Israel didn't have America protecting it, it would be wiped off the map. So we're going to have this debate on the other side. Syrian Girl joins me. This is The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Infowars.com/show. Give me liberty or give me death. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
Syrian Girl is my guest for at least one more segment, perhaps till the end of the hour. We're talking about the tensions in the Middle East, specifically at the Gaza Strip, and what happened where the IDF killed, I think it was 60 people, some of them men in wheelchairs, some of them children, I believe, too. And then the narrative, magically, the next day, comes out of Hamas saying that 50 of them were Hamas agents. Right, because Hamas would want to admit that to give the narrative back to Israel. That doesn't make any sense. Regardless, though, before I get back into that, I just want to point something out here that I think is the larger issue from my perspective as an American to how we need to deal with this to figure out a lot of this confusion and a lot of this geopolitical strife. Now, the story comes out of the Wall Street Journal timely, I believe, today. U.S. has spent $2.8 trillion on terrorism fight. Now, first sentence, the U.S. has spent as much as $2.8 trillion on the fight against terrorism since September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, according to a study published Wednesday. Now, this is what really ramped up our involvement in the war on terror. Now, have we been in other wars in the Middle East? Have we always been shoulder to shoulder with Israel in their foreign affairs? Yes, I'm not denying that. But as far as what really got the public outcry and the real war on terror started, it was September 11th, 2001. Now, we have been lied to about September 11th, 2001. What really happened that day? I'm not going to tell you that I know what happened, but I can tell you that the official narrative we've been given is a total lie, guaranteed, and it'll all be declassified probably in about 25 years, just like JFK assassination papers were. So we'll find out who was really behind September 11th. Some people say the Jews, some people say the Saudis, some people say American inside job. Who knows? Maybe it's all three of them. The point is, we were lied to about that. We spent $2.8 trillion fighting terror, and we were told that it was Islamic terrorists that wanted to kill us and wanted to attack our way of life and wanted to infiltrate this country and blow us up. Okay, so that's the narrative we're given on September 11th, but then magically in 2018, we have to bring in the Muslims and be tolerant of them and love them, even though we're told that they want to kill us and blow us up at the same time. So none of it makes sense. We need to find out the truth about 9/11 if we ever want to sort any of this out, in my opinion. But let's get back into the conflict in the Gaza Strip with Syrian Girl. Now, you said on the last side that you don't believe Israel has a right to exist. Now, I have to disagree with you on this because to me, this is like the same logic as saying America doesn't have the right to exist because we stole land from the Native Americans, or Peru doesn't have the right to exist because they stole their land from the Spaniards, stole it from the Native Americans, or it goes on and on. So you can always use that. Well, guess what?
Sure.
Israel does exist now, and I think that there's people in Israel that deserve the right to live. And you will admit, if America didn't have Israel's back, they would be wiped off the map by the other countries in Israel. So you're saying you're okay with that, and that's your stance. I want you to, I interrupted with the break last time, so go on.
No, the thing is, when we say Israel has no right to exist, we don't mean that every single person in Israel should be murdered or Israel should be wiped off the map, as you say.
But that's what would happen, though. Israel would be wiped off the map. Absolutely it would.
Here's what we're saying. We're saying that Israel needs to stop being a Jewish state. Now, they pretend to be secular, but they're basically ISIS with lipstick on. They call themselves the Jewish state, which means only Jews from all over the world can immigrate there. The Palestinians who live there are being ethnically cleansed because they happen to not be Jewish. And the people who are Palestinian, who are refugees around the world and have no state because of that, they don't have the right to return to their homes that were taken off them since the beginning of time. They still occupy Syrian land. And for this moment, 40 years, Syrian people in the Golan Heights, they cannot go back to their country. So what we're saying is, in order to make an alliance with Israel, and Syria has said this all along, in order to make an alliance with Israel, all they have to do is no longer be a Jewish state only and be a secular state for everybody. When that's what we say, when Israel has no right to exist, it has no right to exist. Like ISIS has no right to exist, because the premise of ISIS is this land belongs to the Wahhabi Muslims and
nobody
else.
Okay, but let's stop there. Let's stop there. Let's stay on one train of thought for a second here, because I want to focus on this. Okay, so I agree with you. The more I study Netanyahu and follow Netanyahu, the more I realize that guy is a rat and he needs to be removed from power. He ought to step down. He's been in power for a quarter of a century. I think he should step down. But he is the leader of Israel. But he is the leader of Israel, and he's the one that controls the narrative coming out of the state of Israel when he does some fake deal about Iran's nuclear regime with a bunch of compact discs, some weird revelation deal. But what do these people want? This is what confuses me. So you've got the protesters that go out to the Gaza Strip. You got people that say they want Israel to open up its borders to become, free for all people, not just Jews. But why?
No,
what, do people want out of Israel? Why do these people want to go to Israel? Why? What do these people want from the Gaza Strip?
I don't know what people want, but basically what people want is their land back. You know, at the start of your segment, you said, give me liberty or give me death.
But these what does that mean? What does that mean? Hold on a second. No. What does that mean? They want their land back. So what? They want to just literally take the land and start building things? I mean, what does that mean?
No, they want to be able to like walk home and open the door to their house, which they still have the key in, because Israel was only created 50 years ago, and those homes that they have, their ancestors' homes, are still there, and they just want the right to be able to go there. You know, the people in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, which is completely occupied by Israel, you know, they're continuously building these illegal settlements and encroaching on people's land. They're throwing rocks at people. Those people, they can't go to their beach. You know, Palestine had a beautiful beach. They could see their family members. When Israel was created, it created a line, a border that divided families, that prevented people from crossing into their territory and seeing their country. You know, imagine if someone drew a line.
What people? What people?
The Zionists. The Zionists.
But the Zionists would be allowed in Israel. Who's not being allowed into Israel?
Palestinian people and Syrian people are not being allowed into the Golan Heights. Now, for example, Israel forbids Gaza's Christians from going to Jerusalem for Easter prayers. This is what happened after Trump created Jerusalem. You know, the Christians in Gaza are not allowed, which are Palestinian, are not allowed to go to Jerusalem, which the United Nations recognizes as a Palestinian territory, or at least it's like not supposed to be. The UN says Israel is not supposed to be Jerusalem. It's not supposed to be for Jews only. It's supposed to be a
place But hold on a second. Let me play devil's advocate here, because do you not admit that the hatred for Jewish people is real and that attacks on Jewish people are real? I mean, do Jewish people not have the right to have anywhere to go in peace in the Middle East?
How many attacks against Jews in America has there been? Of course, there.
No. That's totally irrelevant. And actually, there's been a lot of them in New York City. There've been a lot of attacks on Jewish people. Actually,
attacks against Muslims. Does that mean that
I agree with you? I agree with you. I never said that. That's not. I never said that's not happening. But I'm talking about one specific instance here. Do Jewish people not have the right to exist in peace in the Middle East?
Of course, they have a right to exist in peace.
Well, then, what would happen if the Israel borders got shut down?
Well, Israel borders, I'm sorry?
If Israel's borders got shut down, would the Jews have anywhere to be in peace in the Middle East?
I don't understand why Israel's borders are shut down. We're not calling for that.
I'm saying, if they were shut down.
Israel no longer needs to be a place where it's only Jews, and they need to give the land of the people. They need to treat Palestinians. I'm talking one state solution here. One state, secular state for Christians and Muslims.
But
that
you know
live
what? I would agree with you in principle, but it's not possible. They can't live in, these people can't live in harmony over there.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
So there's all types of issues we're dealing with here, and it's very confusing, very convoluted. The issues run deep. There's a lot of different opinions, a lot of different angles. Here's my biggest thing. I just don't see. I understand in principle why you would say Israel should be a secular state and everybody should have the right to live there in peace and to do, you know, their own religion, raise families, whatever. But I just don't think that's possible right now. That's just not possible to me.
Well, okay, let's leave that existential question aside for a minute. You talk about protecting the Jewish people. What about protecting the Christian Palestinian people who have lived there for centuries, who Israel doesn't allow to worship in Jerusalem because, you know, now that Trump has said that Jerusalem belongs to Israel, they're forbidding Gaza Christians from going to Jerusalem to celebrate Easter. When Palestinian Christians dare to hold up a Palestinian flag at Palm Sunday, you know, the Israeli police come in and they break up the crowd and they beat everyone up. What about the Christians? You know, there was a Christian at this great march, you know, the one that they tell us that Hamas created. There was a priest that went there. What about their rights? Now, if we're going to talk about Israel, you know, this idea that Israel is helping America fight terrorism, well, let's talk about that. Israel has been giving medical aid to Al-Qaeda in Syria.
Hold on. I don't want to... No. Stop right there. I don't want to waste time with this. America funds terror. Israel funds terror. No. That's not what I'm here to talk about. We're not disagreeing on this. Look. Here's all I'm saying. We have a situation right now...
But that's
old news. Israel funds terror. America funds terror. All of these people fund terror. Iran funds terror. They all fund terror. They all hate each other. But like this, let me ask you this. Okay. This is a real thing that I'm trying to understand here. So I don't want Israel to be expansionist. I don't want Israel to colonize more land and keep invading Palestine. Okay, so that needs to stop.
If you want Palestine to have its own state, then. Because that's something that Israel doesn't agree with.
I would say Palestine should be able to have its own state, just like Israel should have its own state. I would say that, yes.
Okay. Here's the problem with your idea. The way that the Sykes-Picot or the British in 1948, when they listened to the illegal immigrants, Zionists that entered the Middle East and decided to have their ethnocentric religious state there, they divided it in such a way that basically the Gaza Strip and the West Bank are completely not able to connect with each other. The problem with it is that 15% of people inside this Israel are Palestinian. You know, the problem is that the way that it's designed is such that now that there's like most of the West Bank has Israeli settlements in there, it's sort of like there's no possible way anymore that you can have two states. You can only have one state. So you have a choice now. You can agree to have one secular state where Christians can live in peace and Muslims and Jews as well that live there already and have it to be a secular state, or you can agree with ethnically cleansing everyone who isn't Jewish. Now, you say that, you know, the fact that Israel funds terrorism is not a big deal. That is the crux of this whole entire situation.
No. That's not what I said. I'm saying that every country funds terrorism. So you can use that argument against pretty much any country in Europe, America, Israel, Iran.
We're talking about ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This is a global terrorist organization that's been killing everyone around the world, including in America. We're not talking about
Let me ask you this. Let's say America says, Israel, you're on your own. All right. You're on your own. You're going to have to deal with these issues. And then what do you think? What do you think would happen?
Then they'll finally be able to negotiate with Syria, give Syria its territory back and stop stealing its oil. At the moment in the Golan Heights, where they're supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS against Syria and giving them weapons and medical aid, they're actually Genie Energy is an oil and gas company that's sucking Syrian oil out of Syrian land in the Golan Heights, which Israel occupies. This company is owned by Rupert Murdoch. And guess what? Also, Kushner is on the board of directors of that company. So Israel has basically an agenda to get America to go to war with Syria and Russia. Israel, Netanyahu, came to U.S. Congress and he convinced them to go to war with Iraq. Israel, the Zionist lobby, is getting America into all of these wars and getting American people killed. Why? Because they have an idea that if the Jews control Israel, then the Messiah will come. It's an apocalyptic.
But I agree with you. I'm sick of Israel. Hold on a second. And I'm sick. Hold on.
Also, an apocalyptic cult that believes that if they take over Damascus, then Jesus or the Messiah will come. Like, it's the same people. They're gunning for the apocalypse. Please go ahead.
But you didn't answer my question. I am in agreement. I'm sick of Israel running our foreign policy. I'm sick of America having to be Israel's big brother and defend them and make sure whatever doesn't happen to them or that they're able to be secular. So again, I ask, okay, you say it would open the table for negotiations. Let's go from there. If America wipes its hands of Israel, you say that opens the table for negotiations. How do you see those negotiations going?
I see them going, Israel has nuclear weapons. I see them going because the Syrian people and the Syrian government are rational actors. They will come to the table and they will say, as they have in the past, they'll say, this is what we want for peace. We want a secular state where everyone is equal and people aren't getting killed just because they're Christian or Muslim. We want the Palestinian right of the return, and we want the Syrian land, which was stolen from us, to be returned to us. And then there's no reason for us to have any problem with Israel at all. The only reason that there's a problem is that they're stealing land, they're expanding, and they're being basically genocidal towards anyone who isn't Jewish. And I know that they'll say, oh, we're protecting Christians, or we're, you know, look, we have Arabs that live among us. It doesn't matter. What we see here is reality. It doesn't matter what lipstick you put on it. They are stealing land, they are killing people, and they are supporting terrorism, and the worst kind of terrorism. So as long, the minute that Israel, that the US stops defending that, is the minute they say, okay, you know what? This sounds like a good idea because we have no longer any power to dominate the world and destroy everyone around us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you the conclusion I've come to here is that there is no solution to this. This is never going to stop until everybody dies. I'm not even kidding you, because they're always going to say Israel has to become a secular state, and Israel's never going to do that. You understand that? Israel's never going to do that.
Well, they have to. And the only way that
it's not going to happen. So it's going to be a fight to the death. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I'm sorry, that means that you think that you can't even try that to keep us alive, because Israel doesn't just want Palestine.
I don't want to be involved in that. Oh, no, hold on. I said I want America to wipe its hands of the whole situation. Let them figure it out. Let the Middle East figure out their own problem. We don't need your oil anymore. You know, I mean, I just don't see it, because I agree with you. Okay, let's make Israel a secular state. Sounds great in principle. Good idea. Total freedom, free market. Let's do it. It would never work. Israel would never do that.
Anything about that. The problem is that they're run by religious zealots. That's why they wouldn't do that. And those religious zealots have support.
Now, that's a good point. So that's why I say Netanyahu needs to get out.
Well, Netanyahu is a religious zealot, but the problem isn't just him. There's a lot of people that run the show. I mean, Israel is a very segregated society. It isn't just, you know, Muslims, then Christians, then Jews. Even amongst the Jews, they have like a category with people who have been converts are not really considered Jews. They don't have exactly the same citizenship rights. People who have been married and aren't even Jewish don't have any citizenship rights. So basically, they have this ethnocentric state that's based on a religion, not really a race, because, you know, there are black Jews and white Jews and Asian Jews, et cetera, et cetera. But the point of the matter is it's not just Netanyahu. He's a terrible human being, of course, and a liar and a thief, and led the US into the Iraq war. But if you remove him, you can replace him with something else. It's the ideology that needs to be fought. It's within Israel itself that people need to be convinced. And some people already are, that it doesn't have to be called Palestine. It can still be called Israel, and you can live there. But you have to live there as equal citizens with the people around you. And that happens to be the Palestinians. And you have to make a peace with the countries around you. And that happens to be Syria. Because Saudi Arabia supports Israel. Saudi Arabia has no problem with Israel at all. You know, they pretend they hate Arabs and Muslims, but they have like this underground alliance, you know, this unholy trinity between the US, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. And that's why, you know, they're supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria, because they prefer, as they said openly, they prefer ISIS to win in Syria. This is the head of Israeli intelligence that said this. Now, you might say that it isn't possible. By saying it's not possible to have peace in Israel, it's not possible for Israel to no longer be a Jewish-only or Islamic-only state like ISIS. But I have more faith in the Jewish people than that. I really believe that they can be
peaceful. Well, I agree, but you're treading on a thin rope right now, because, again, I mean, you admit it, I think Israel would probably be wiped off the map. I mean, you said they don't deserve to exist. A lot of people believe that. One more segment.
The War Room. Infowars.com/
All right, pull it down, because I want to take all the time here with Syrian Girl. This is a great debate. I really enjoy spirited debate, and I'm glad that Syrian Girl is willing to come on and have this impassionate conversation. So the crew gives me the story. U.S. finalizes deal to give Israel $38 billion in military aid. That's from the New York Times in September 2016. That's ridiculous to me. We've got homeless people here. We've got veterans that need care here. Oh, but then you say, well, if it wasn't for the U.S., Israel would no longer exist. And that may be right, too. But is that our problem? U.S. has spent $2.8 trillion on terrorism fights since 9/11. Well, we don't even know the truth about 9/11, and yet we spend $2.8 trillion since then. All right, Syrian girl, we've got a short segment here, just 4 minutes. What do you want to say here?
I want to say, let's clear things up. You compared the creation of America to the creation of Israel. America isn't still killing Native Americans. America has given Native Americans equal citizenship rights to everyone else. This is not the case for Israel.
Your point is correct, but I just want to correct the record. I didn't compare them. I was saying, in principle, you can use that same argument. That's all I was saying, but go on.
Okay, sure. And yes, I've heard the argument, and the argument is false for that reason, because the atrocity, the genocide is ongoing, whereas the genocide of the Native Americans is over. Basically, I'm not saying wipe Israel off the map. I'm saying they should stop wiping Palestinians off the map. You know, these are the people that are getting wiped off the map. They deny the map even existed. We have to go back to the very beginning. How was Israel created? There was the Holocaust in Europe. They made a Havara agreement with Hitler, which said that he would transport the Jews out of Germany. And the Zionists said they wanted Palestine. Why? Because religious reasons. They wanted the Messiah to come, and the only way to do that is to get Israel back. So they immigrated onto boats into Palestine. And let me ask you something. If your country was flooded with immigration, and then some of those immigrants, a minority of them, started creating political violence and terrorism, I'm talking about the Zionist terrorist factions that hung British soldiers in Palestine and shot people in order to get Britain to agree to giving them half of your land. And then they gave them half of your land and created them a country, but didn't even bother to think about creating you a country. And then those same Zionists or ISIS that took over your land and killed you now start, you know, encroaching on the land that was supposed to be given to you by Britain and killing you and taking over your territory. Now, is that something you would take lightly? Is that something you would agree with? Would you agree that illegal immigrants take over your country and steal your land and continue to kill you and your family?
No, of course not. And I'm against that in America. But again, this is something that happened 50 years ago, and trying to correct those mistakes now.
That's the difference. It's happening now. Right now, this is very
simple. Okay, but
illegal settlements on Palestinian land. They talk about defending their borders, but they never define those borders. Because to some people, the borders are the ones that were drawn up in 1948. By Britain, then the ones that they took more of in 1967, then the rest say the entire West Bank belongs to them, and then the other ones say that greater Israel belongs to them. What we need to talk about is that who's running the show? You've got the Christian Zionists.
All right, now hold on a second. We got a minute left. I need to ask you one more question. We got a minute left. The Erdogan calls for the Muslim nations to unite against Israel. Now, you say Israel probably wouldn't get wiped off the mat. You have more faith in humanity. What do you make of a statement like that?
Erdogan has trade with Israel. Turkey makes the boots that Israeli soldiers wear. Erdogan says all this stuff to get his people to vote for him in the next election, because he's supposed to be the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, it doesn't matter what Erdogan says. Erdogan is NATO. I mean, are we really going to listen to him? The only people that are truly fighting Israel or trying to defend against Israel and its expansion is Syria. It used to be Iraq. Libya used to be against them too. And, you know,
and we wiped them off the map.
Central Bank. And that's what... You keep going back to wipe them off the map.
No, I'm saying we wiped Iraq and Libya off the map because of that reason. We're in agreement in this, and this is why we're aiming at Syria and Iran now, because we want to do that same thing so that you have Palestine totally isolated. All right, come on again. We're going to get you on again. This is a great debate, Syrian girl. You're really good stuff. Follow her on Twitter and YouTube. Now that was fun. That's why I love talk radio, is because of that right there. And Syrian girl, she was worried that I was mad at her. I'm not mad at you. I love you because you're willing to come on here and debate, and you're passionate about your side of things. That's great stuff to me. I'm not the final say. I'm not the arbiter of truth here. I've got opinions. I've got things. I've got perspectives. But so do people all over the world. Everybody has the right to an opinion. And as long as you can back it up and make sense of it, and you have the courage to do so, then I salute you. And I want to bring Syrian Girl on a lot more often, because that, I think, was awesome. I think the audience was really engaged. And what I want to do now is open up the phone lines for the second hour. So the entire second hour, I'm going to be taking your phone calls. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Two subjects. Okay, here's the subject I want you to call in on. Do you agree with me that if Trump does not lock up Hillary Clinton, James Comey, John Brennan, or at least lock one of them up to set a precedent, to show an example, that even if Trump goes down and will go down as the greatest president in modern history, one of the best in American history, but if he does not lock up criminals like Comey and Clinton, Lerner and all of them, and totally expose the Obama criminal cabal, then his presidency is a failure to me. So do you agree with me? Is Trump's presidency a failure despite all the success if he doesn't legitimately drain the swamp and arrest some of these criminals? That's what I want people to call in about. Then on the other side, because I had such a great time with Syrian Girl in the last segments, if you're a liberal, call in. I want to hear from liberals that disagree with me. I want to have a debate with someone that has a different idea than I do. I want to have a debate with somebody that has a different perspective than me. I actually like that. That's intellectually challenging to me, to have somebody on another side of an issue that is smart enough to make me have to think critically and maybe even change my mind. That's how we actually grow. Like, that's how we grow together. And it's so funny when I think about this. I think about growing up with my friends and family. I always had heated debates like that. But there's this new weird paradigm now where it's like if you have a heated debate like that or you disagree on religion or politics that you hate each other and that you're enemies. Well, no, that's not the case, man. I remember I used to, I'm not even kidding you. I would drink beers with my cousins and aunts and uncles till 4 a.m. screaming about politics and religion. I mean, you'd think you'd be like, these people are family. And the next day we'd be waking up, cracking jokes, eggs and breakfast and toast like nothing ever happened. And we just don't have that dynamic anymore. And I think that's because of how vitriolic the fake news has become in this image they've painted of Trump and his supporters. That's what's taken these things to such a new level. And it now looks like that's being applied to every circumstance. Israel, Palestine, it just goes on and on, left, right, like there's no middle ground anymore. I like the middle ground. It's safe there, and you can always play both sides of the aisle, and you can always call it straight. That's why I try to stay neutral on these things, except the common sense, obvious, logical things. So it's just crazy. So some breaking news. I've got stacks of news. I'm gonna get to all of it. Gina Haspel confirmed as CIA director, first woman to lead agency. So another example of the misogynist Trump. More females in his administration and his cabinet than any other president in U.S. history. The worst misogynist ever. President Trump offers Kim Jong-un protections in exchange for giving up nukes. Now, again, is John Bolton playing good cop, bad cop, or is he trying to sabotage the deal between Trump and Kim Jong-un, where Kim Jong-un is afraid he's going to see the same fate as a Gaddafi or a Saddam Hussein, and then why would he want to deal with the U.S. if he just thinks he's going to die? Well, then what's the point? So you've got that situation developing. The meeting set to take place in Singapore, I think it's June 12th. So I'm going to get to all this news. Still plenty of news to get to, but I open up the phone line. So again, one more time, I want to take calls on, do you agree with me about Trump's presidency being a failure despite all the great success, the promises fulfilled? To me, it's still a failure if he doesn't lock up at least Hillary Clinton, make an example that nobody is above the law, the deep state needs to be punished. Or if you're a liberal and you disagree with anything that I ever talk about, please call in and let's have a spirited debate, because the conversation with Syrian Girl gets the heart rate going. So let's jump out to the phone lines now and let's go to Rhonda in Eugene, Oregon. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Hi, Owen. Thanks. It's a pleasure. Look, I'm a Jewish. I'm an American who's a Jewish Christian. I'm half Jewish and I'm half Christian, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, okay? So this is really breaking my heart. It really is. And I have to say, just shame on these people, all of them that are fighting. Shame on them, because I'm talking Christians, not like Jewish Christians or even Syrian girls. Shame. If you love Jesus, why don't you just pray? Why don't you think about him instead of pointing fingers at each other? If you say you love Jesus Christ, act like it. Sorry.
Well, I think that there's an unfortunate scenario here where, look, I'm not trying to demean these people, but like the people that go out and protest in the Gaza Strip, I mean, most of them were probably never alive when any of this started. And how many of them are actually going to settle there and build a house and raise a family? I would doubt it's very many. But then the other side of the issue is they really don't have any options. They're pigeonholed. I mean, they're stuck in a rut and they feel that Israel is the one to blame. So, you know, I think that there's blame to go around on all sides, but and maybe Syrian Girl is trying to point to this, and I'm kind of misunderstanding her, is that there's an overarching problem here. There's not just a deep state in America. There's a deep state worldwide. There's a worldwide globalist deep state that wants to just, I guess you could say, fulfill the prophecy in the Middle East, to destroy the Middle East, so that then there's one wave where they can bring in the world government in the Middle East.
Yeah, I know. It seems that way. It really does. And I'm praying personally really hard against it. I'm just praying that the Lord would just totally be there and just, you know, it's in his hands, Owen. And all I can say is just to Christians, hold tight. Just keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem, for everybody there, regardless of the religion. And just shame on the people that are bickering and fighting, especially the Christians. You know, just get down on your knees and ask Jesus, the Jew who was born in Israel, you know, who loves everyone, who died for everyone, just to help, because I believe he's the only one who can fix this. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Rhonda. You know, I'll tell you what. I mean, whether this is God's prophecy being fulfilled, and you can read the Bible and see that playing out, or this is worldwide elites that are trying to bring about the prophecy, you know, either way, I mean, it's going down. I mean, it is really going down right now. And it's just insane to see all of this happening and to be alive during this unbelievable time in human history. It's like, I can't even fathom. I mean, I see it. I witness it. I report on it, but I still can't even fathom. It's like, what comes next? I mean, it's like every day is something more insane. And then, I mean, like, look at this. I don't even get, there is an entire section of news that I barely even touch. Every once in a while, I'll touch it. Weird sounds, weird lights in the skies, UFOs, unexplained radio frequencies coming from planets. They just found this. This is insane. There was a, who knows what it was, a tremor that was registered on seismographs from the East Coast to the West Coast. That just was a blip on the seismograph that appears an object was traveling underground at a high speed across the net land. I mean, like, insanity is going on right now. Just, like, craziness. It's all going on right now. Oh, man. How do you make sense of any of it? I guess the answer is, like, you know, Rhonda said, you know, pray. If that's what brings peace to mind for you, then that's what you've got to do. Folks, we're supported by you at InfoWarsStore.com. We want to expand our broadcast. We want to expand this powerful information and the reach we have, which is being stymied right now by the social media giants. So if you fund this operation, you have Alex Jones' word. He is going to put that capital back into InfoWars. We're going to launch more networks. We're going to launch more shows. We're going to hire more crew. We're going to hire more reporters. We're going to have more satellites. We're going to be worldwide, Switzerland, Europe. It's everywhere, and it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of Survival Shield X2 at 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
The phone lines are lit up. My question today is, do you agree with me that despite all the success that President Trump has had, and he probably will go down as one of the best presidents ever, the best in modern history, his presidency is still a failure to me if he does not arrest the D.C. criminals? Because they'll just put someone else in and undo everything he did, and then it just allows the swamp to continue to operate and for people to continue to be above the law. And that's why we put Trump in office, to stop that. So do you agree with me on that? That's the topic of discussion. Or if you're a liberal and you just disagree with me on everything, call in, and that'll be fun. Let's jump over to Zach calling in from California. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, how are you guys doing over there at InfoWars?
We're doing all right here in Austin.
You guys are in Austin. That's great. I just wanted to call real quick. I'm from Liberaltown, USA over here in L.A., man, and Trump's making huge waves. I mean, huge waves in the Mexican community, because I'm Mexican myself, Mexican-American or Mexican ethnicity. And it's been really rough walking around with MAGA hats over here. But, little by little, we're making waves, man. Trump's breaking down walls over here. And he's making people believe that he can do what he's doing, and he's doing what he's doing. So I believe everything he say. I believe that he needs to get rid of the DNC, and he needs to make sure that, his legacy is upheld.
Well, I'll tell you said something that I think is actually key when you talk about walking around wearing your MAGA hat. You know, part of the reason why the fake news is able to dehumanize Trump supporters so much is because they've now intimidated us out of our free speech. And now we don't go around wearing MAGA hats. We don't go around wearing a Trump shirt because we're so afraid of the reception we'll get in public from people wanting to literally attack us, you know, shout us down, whatever. We've seen it. We know it's there. But it's really easy for them to dehumanize someone and then get a large amount of the population to buy into it if they're essentially dehumanizing a ghost. It's like an internet chat board bully that is a tough guy online but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. So it's like, if we just go out in public, and I'm having a guest on next week to address this, Scott Pressler, who's just, the guy's amazing. He's going to be on with me next week to talk about this exact issue. I feel like part of the what we need to do is, and it's a true challenge, is it's like we need to buck up, and we need to go out there, and everybody needs to show their support for Trump. Everybody needs to wear their Trump hat, wear their Trump shirt, because it's a lot harder for the media to dehumanize a movement that people aren't even seeing. It's a lot easier for them to dehumanize people that they don't even know exist, that they never see. But if they walk around and they see 20 MAGA hats a day and people just like them, all race, color, and creed, all of a sudden the fake news is going to start to become a question in their mind. Like, wait a second, really? All these people, they seem like good people. They seem just like me.
Right. And you know what it is too, Owen, is that these white liberals over here are really trying to take advantage of the weak people that are doing that, like, weak physically. You know, I'm 6'2", 280, so no one's physically going to do anything to me. But I do see them try to physically oppress other people and get them to, you know, either take off their hat or leave the restaurant or whatever it may be, try to intimidate them. But, you know, no one's intimidating me, but no, not everyone's built like me. So we got to make sure that we come together, collective, and be proud patriots.
Yeah, and it's really sad, though, just in general, that you would have a situation where just because of a hat you're wearing or a political view you have, that now you have a target on your back, especially out there for you in California, Zach. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. Let's jump over to Billy calling in from Santa Fe. Go ahead, Billy.
Hello, Owen.
Yep.
Hey, how's it going, man? Dig the show. That session with Siri Girl was fantastic. I loved it. I'll try to be brief. I know your board slid up. Three things. First off, regarding Donald Trump being the greatest president ever, it is not going to happen, bro, unless he gets rid of Jefferson, Beauregard, Sessions. He's standing in the way of him getting rid of the swamp. Everyone knows it, but nobody wants to talk about it. It's something that just has to happen. Trump invented the phrase, you're fired. Well, let's see him talk the talk and walk the walk.
Well, Sessions is definitely stonewalling a lot of the developments that would be going on into the House Intel Committee, looking into how they were able to get the Russian dossier and then use that for a FISA warrant. Sessions is definitely stonewalling there. It really is incredible. I mean, why wouldn't Trump get rid of Sessions, who's done nothing for him? He's done nothing at all for Trump. I mean, it really makes you wonder, is Sessions Is he really playing the Dark Knight here? Is he playing possum? Or is he really that ineffective? Is he really that inept? And if he is, why doesn't Trump get rid of him? Is he afraid that he can't get another one appointed? I mean, it's really a drastic situation at the DOJ, and Sessions is seemingly, you know, he's silent.
Yeah, I think he's compromised. I agree with Alex. I mean, in younger years, in like Alabama, I mean, I grew up in Louisiana. Younger years in Alabama, Mississippi, during the segregation years, you were, I mean, it was normal for people to, quote unquote, be somewhat associated with the Ku Klux Klan in those days. And I think they got evidence on him with that. I think I agree with Alex. I think that's the issue on him.
But he know. I mean, Sessions knows what's going on. You saw what happened when he had his grandkid next to Joe Biden. He knew to protect his grandkid from Joe Biden. He knew Joe Biden was going to lurch around and try to, you know, smooch up on his grandkid or grab her inappropriately or something. So he knows what's going on with these people.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's like I said, but InfoWars, I mean, I still got my Hillary for prison in 2016. I wore it when Trump came to Albuquerque here during the presidency. And I think I saw maybe two or three people with that shirt on. So, I mean, the message is getting, but they really got to focus on Sessions. And finally, my point number two, you keep saying wipe Israel off the map. You need to know that that phrase was an erroneous phrase from the New York Times. It was an erroneous Arab interpretation of Ahmadinejad when Ahmadinejad, who was the former president of Iran or prime minister, I don't know which, but when Ahmadinejad was asked what to do about Israel, he said that they would eventually self-destruct, I think. And a New York Times reporter said, he said that Israel will be wiped off the map. So, bro, you really got to be careful using that phrase because that is historically an erroneous phrase to use, man.
Well, I'm not quoting anybody. I'm just using it as a generalization in response to people that say Israel doesn't have the right to exist. So I'm not even familiar with the New York Times story, but I'm not trying to quote that or cite that when I say that phrase. Regardless, thank you for the call, Billy. You're right about Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, look, the deal in it, I just don't see a solution right now to the Middle East, honestly. First of all, the U.S. needs to get out. The U.S. needs to just get out, wipe its hands of it. Iran, do whatever you want to do. Israel, you're on your own. Syria, we'll leave you alone. I mean, the U.S. just needs to get the hell out. That would be one step in the right direction, in my opinion. And then maybe they can figure their stuff out. I mean, who knows? Like I said, the only reason I say Israel wiped off the map is because people have this hatred of Israel. You have Erdogan calling for Muslim nations to unite against Israel. You have people that say Israel never had the right to exist. You do have, I'm just telling you what's going on. I'm not like some here shilling for Israel. That's the thing. You can't just say what's going on and then you're a shill for Israel. You're going to deny that people out there hate the Jews. You're going to deny that there's hate crimes committed against Jews all over the world. You can't deny that. That's a fact. But okay. But hey, why does this have to be my problem now? I mean, is this my problem now? Do I have to fund this now because of all the crimes and atrocities of Israel? We got our own atrocities we need to figure out here in America that we've been dealing with. For example, what we've done to the Middle East. So let's just get the hell out of the Middle East. Quit giving Israel billions and billions of dollars. Quit sending $2.8 trillion to the region to quote-unquote fight terror. Let's take care of our own country. Let's rebuild our own infrastructure. And let's have a damn border. How about that for an idea?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
You know, let me just explain something before I get back out to the callers here. This YouTube channel has not been able to go live for like 4 months now. So we get banned from going live. Now, do you understand how difficult this makes it to develop an audience? Because A, this is our hub for this show. So Infowars.com/show is the hub for all of our live broadcasts. But if someone says, hey, where can I check out your live broadcast? Well, I'd like to be able to say warroom.show, which gives you right to our YouTube channel or the content, the live stream. Oh, but YouTube shuts us down. So then what am I supposed to say? Okay, Infowars.com/show. Well, some people can't even figure out how to scroll down and click a link. Literally. So you got that going on. But let me explain the frustration here. See, if you're Alex Jones, you have spent 20 years, your blood, sweat, and tears into building InfoWars, getting this audience and having this impact, and to have a group of tech left elites come in and just decide you don't have the right to exist, your creation, your prosperity has to be kneecapped. I mean, it's so un-American. It's so illegal, but on a personal level, I mean, it's like anybody out there. It's like when Obama says, you didn't build that. Somebody else built that. No. People build their own business. People raise their own families, not the government, not the state. And to have government just come in and rip that away from you, to have the tech left come in and just rip that away from you, man. It's so dehumanizing. And so that's why I'm just so grateful for the formula we have for success here, which is, we don't rely on big pharmaceutical companies to pay for advertising. We don't rely on big fast food companies or soda companies or whatever it is, all these big ad buys that you see on the mainstream news networks. We don't rely on that. We rely on you, literally. You are our sponsors. InfoWars is sponsored by you. Going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing our great products. 50% off Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula. 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, the best toothpaste on the planet. 25% off Nascent Iodine X2, a game-changing formula. DNA Force Plus, a product that created an entire market for telomere support. Okay, we created a market for Nascent Iodine. We created a market for telomere support. That's what we do. And that's why they want us shut down. So thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It is you that take us to the next level. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines now. Let's go to Steven calling in from Alabama. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, how you doing, man? Big supporter of y'all show. I watch y'all every day. I was just going to give an insight on from listening to y'all every day for about the past 6 months on the failure comment you had made. And I don't think you'd be a failure. But my other point too was I was listening to Alex when he was growing up.
All right, hold on, Steven. You kind of sound like Alex with your voice right now. Are you on speakerphone or something? I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I don't know. It sounds like you're yelling through the phone or something. It's not good. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
That's better. Thank you.
I was just saying I'm a big supporter of y'all. I've been listening to y'all for about a year now. And just in response to your question on failure, I don't think he would be a failure. And my other side to that point would be that, like, I listened to Alex when he got upset about the bombing, the Syria bombing on Trump. And then I heard somebody call in on the show talking about the political pressure and guns being pointed at his head physically and things that would happen to him. And he made the analogy on if you had to choose 3 cars, I can't remember exactly what he said, or 10 cars, you know, which one would you kill? You'd take out the lesser amount of cars. And I think he's in a position to where, and I don't know this for a fact, I just listen to y'all for my information and I need to get better at researching, but I think he's in a position where if he was to die tomorrow, he would do us no good, versus if he can stay around, then maybe he can get a lot more done than he already has.
You know, but that's an interesting thought to have, where because Trump's presidency really is under so much scrutiny and so much of a threat, and the Democrats are, you know, they call for his impeachment every day. It's like, does he go full bore and do what he can now before they try to remove him or do remove him? Or does he sit back and say, hey, don't remove me, I can work with y'all?
Yeah, man.
So yeah. I guess for Trump, I mean, he's always been a deal maker. He's a negotiator. He's a unifier. So he wants to play the latter. But I'm more for let's just lock these people up, man. I mean, if you don't start arresting these deep state criminals, they're going to continue to exist. And as soon as Trump's out, they're going to occupy the White House again. Stephen, thank you so much for the call. Let's jump over to Josh calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Josh.
Owen, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Sorry for asking that. I think you said the other day you don't like that. Anyhow, there's
no, I literally value every second that I have on this show. Go ahead.
I apologize, brother. There's something I just wanted to point out. I'll just tell you this. First off, I've always been, I don't believe in the duopoly, but I've always been more of a lifelong Democrat than anything else. But apparently now I'm a fascist, a sellout, and a Nazi because I support Trump because I'm just logical. Something.
You got labeled real quick.
Oh yeah, man. And let me tell you something. And I'm Caucasian. I'm from Oak Cliff. None of that shit bodes well. I'm sorry. None of that bodes well with me because I grew up around racism. I had it subjected to me. I saw it subjected to everyone else. I grew up in poverty. I rose above that, you know. And it's just nonsense, man. It's all a game. It's all like, flipping the paradigm. And you know, what we're doing, we're going to blame you for, and et cetera. I will say about Syrian Girl, I do more or less agree with Syrian Girl. And my mother's a devout Christian, so that doesn't bode well with her. That's kind of a sacrilege for me to bring that up, just based on the fact of the history of, what happened over the last 10 years, and even the history of, that whole reach of the land for the last 25, 50 years. But one thing I did want to bring up is I see this video coming out now. It actually came out, to my knowledge, about a week or two ago, of the SWAT team going into that Vegas room. And, you know, of course, the window's not broken, et cetera, et cetera. One thing that really stood out to me at the Parkland shooting, and the reason I bring this up, and this is parallels with my beliefs on, what I believe, in going on out there in Jerusalem and whatnot, is, it's my belief that they keep the CIA in their back pocket and we keep Mossad in our back pocket, And one thing, there was an ABC video of the Caucasian teacher with blonde hair. She was in the schoolroom at the Parkland shooting across from the teacher that was shot in the hall. She let the kids in and she shut the door. I believe it was on ABC and you can pull it up. And what she's talking about, she saw the actual shooter. He was a full-grown man. She said he was, she explained him as wearing like full garb, metal SWAT gear, is I believe how she said it, which was really
odd. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that clip.
And she said that he was using a rifle that she'd never seen before. Now, one thing I want to point out, like Altered Carbon and all these movies, these futuristic movies that are coming out, you see these rifles they're using. They're all using the same rifle. It's a table. It's a Israeli rifle that shoots 5.56 ballistics on a 16-inch barrel. So you get the same twist. You get the same end result from a bullpup Israeli gun. So when I saw that, I'm like, this looks like Mossad. Vegas looks like Mossad. You're all the stuff on 9/11 Mossad. So I just want to throw that out there for people to think about. My real name's not Josh. I just kind of said that just to kind of not have to take scrutiny from my friends and whatnot. But, just keep the thought for people to look into.
You don't want to say your real name. You're afraid your liberal friends will give you a hard time for calling in.
I don't know if I could call them liberal friends anymore. You know, how do you make friends with people who are saying, right?
Well, hey, look, I this is my problem. This is why I grew up hating religion and politics, because people get so divided on it that it's like you can't even be friends if you have a disagreement. When it's like, I want to be friends with everyone. I don't care if you hate my politics. I mean, it's like if you want to get along with people, why don't you all go to a rock show? Nobody gives a damn about politics and religion there. Why don't you go to the gym and shoot hoops with a bunch of people? That's all fun. It's all good. Nobody cares about politics there. But this is the world we live in. And because there's so much fake news and an attack on our existence, literally, this is what we have to do if we want to survive. So it's like a survival instinct, like a death battle here.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Former President Barack Hussein Obama, President Hussein, not a scandal-free president, but a scandal-laden president. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, spying illegally on the Trump campaign, spying illegally on everybody, funding ISIS, the Iran deal. Well, and now even his library is being protested, and he's being sued for trying to pull a bait and switch and get public funding for his library that actually it wasn't supposed to go to. So Obama, total crook through and through, and his popularity, he's a lot less popular than the left would like to believe, and he's a lot less popular than the left would like you to believe, and his popularity is actually waning. Also, a story that I covered a while ago, the white rhino, We thought the white rhino was extinct when the last male died about 3 months ago. They have artificially inseminated a female white rhino in San Diego. So now are we going to be saving species with artificial inseminate? Are we going to be saving these species now? Is this going to be a public debate? Are there any future issues that could come from this? I don't know, but that's what's going on. I'm taking your phone calls here. We're going to be joined by Leanne McAdoo for a couple segments in the next hour. But let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Jira calling in from California. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm the Warriors Princess here, Owen.
Well, all right, Princess Jira, go ahead.
Not only will Trump be a presumptuous failure, America and the world will continue to be abused and wounded by this insidious, destructive, suffering biatch and her flying monkeys. She is the worldwide womb war hag and a psychotic narcissist. There's a phenomenal book, Owen. It's a compass. It's a Bible on narcissism. It's called Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited. It's by a genius, Sam Vaknin, V as in Victor, A-K-N-I-N. And he is the world's leading expert. And this book, Malignant Self-Love, reveals everything about the psychopathic narcissist. It's such a great assistance to our society at large, and we get the insight on this dangerous hag and her plots, and she has got the puzzle pieces. She knows the jigsaw, the whole picture board, and they are putting the pieces in play.
Yeah, and you know, this is a woman that knows where the bodies are buried and is in a bad health situation. Man, if you brought her in for questioning and told her she's going to be locked up till she died, that woman would sing like a canary to conserve her own self-interest because she's that self-centered. But it's incredible. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to America that that woman is still going around spouting off anti-capitalist nonsense, spouting off racism about America, misogyny in America. I mean, that woman is a total embarrassment to America. She needs to be shut down. She is embarrassing our country every time she speaks, and it's even more embarrassing that we don't even have enough of a government that's so big but somehow can't bring Hillary Clinton to justice. I mean, it's embarrassing. It needs to happen. And even though Trump's going to go down as one of the greatest presidents in U.S. history, probably the best in modern history, I'm not denying that. If he doesn't arrest Hillary Clinton, it's a failure to me. Thank you for the call, Jira in California. Let's go now to John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
Hey. All right, Owen. Appreciate you having Jira girl on. That was a nice conversation. But I wouldn't necessarily call it a debate. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
So I want to give you a little perspective from the Lebanese point of view. I know you guys have mentioned Lebanon and all kind of random and odd. So did you know Lebanon just had an election for the first time in 9 years to re-elect their parliament?
Okay.
You didn't know that. Well, yeah, it's kind of important news. On one side, it was the Islamists and the lefties of Lebanon, allied in Lebanon as they are in America, against the nationalists, and the nationalists won a resounding victory. I figured you guys would be happy to hear that.
You know, I remember seeing the stories about elections coming up, but I didn't cover any of the elections. Who was elected to lead Lebanon?
Well, it's a parliamentary thing, so there's just a bunch of parliaments. But basically, the Islamists and the lefties are in alliance, and so on the other end would be all kinds of people who are working together, from like local warlords to kind of old political parties to just resistance-based political parties. And generally, the concept is now the gig is up. I mean, so many years have passed since these evil crimes have been done, and people see the game and that.
Lebanese people are woke. Lebanese people know the game for sure.
Yeah, man, we've been through it. So, like, basically one of the main things I want to warn you and everyone, because, you know, I care about you and the viewers. I love your viewers. Like, that guy who called in, you know, earlier, I don't remember his name, but just lovable people all around. And the thing is, you got to be careful so you don't get caught up into this game where they're trying to make us fall into thinking the entire Middle East is just Islam. And so it's just like, oh, Islam, no good. You know, we just got to wage war on Islam. That's just not really true, because I'm actually a Christian, you know, and like there's millions of us who are Middle Eastern Christians. Like,
No. You're so right. This is a key issue. There's so many lies about the Middle East. There's so much misinformation that it's impossible to get an actual grip on the reality of the situation. For example, where the narrative that all the Iranians hate Jews or hate Israel. Well, we had an Iranian call on the show and was like, that's not true at all.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. There's tons of Jews in Iran who live there, I'm pretty sure. And there's a ton of Iranian Jews, and I'm pretty sure they live in peace in Iran. That's a good point. But also, you know how Jones always says who benefits, and that's how you can really cut through the bullshit. He's right about that. And so when you look at all the events that went down in the Middle East in the past 10, 20 years, at the end of the day, all that happened was a cleansing of traditional Christians. They're still Shiites. They're still Sunnis. I mean, whatever is mostly there, nothing much has changed. But, oh, traditional Christians are gone, but we're not going to mention that, right? No, but that was the plan, you see? That's what people are missing.
Well, and it always comes down to corruption at the top. I mean, there's good people in all these countries that don't want anything to do with the corruption, but then they get lumped into it, and then they become part of the problem, it seems like, to an outsider perspective, where you have people in the Middle East that hate America, so they think every American is bad. Well, there's people in America that know our government's bad and want to do something about it. So it's awful that that's the kind of final conclusion that's reached, just generalized conclusions about people, when it's obviously a much more dynamic situation. Thanks for calling in, John, and talking about that. Let's go over to Danny. Also calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Danny. Oh, and by the way, guys, we've had a couple callers curse today. Can we please not curse? In fact, if we have another caller curse, we're just gonna have to dump you, because we're running out of delay here. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, Owen, big fan. Hey, but you know, even though I'm socially liberal and I am a Trump fan at the same time, if that's even possible, this is what I'm worried about. If you look at links, Israel is directly linked to 9/11. Who else would want us to go kill all the Arabs? You guys were just saying that the Jewish and Iran, or the Jewish and Arab relationship was good. I don't think it's good at all. And the tensions in the Middle East are getting worse. And Israel used America. They played us like a fiddle to go over there and start a war to take over the five countries.
But let's be perfectly clear here. Let's be perfectly clear. And I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you. I'm just having a conversation here. If Israel was responsible for 9/11 or whatever you say caused 9/11, American intelligence knew it was going on and were compliant in that event.
The PNAC, this is what they wanted. The Bushes wanted this. Oh, what's going on is, you guys are right. It's a globalist issue. But the problem is, Trump, even all the good things he's doing, at the end of the day, he is still going to be a shill for all the Jews that loaned him all the money from his bank, from his real estate days in New York. He's in the Jews' pockets. He doesn't have a choice. He's Benny Netanyahu's best friend, because he's needed so much of that Jewish money to develop New York City. So when it comes down to it, and we find the truth, and we can actually link Israel to 9/11 in a more concrete way, we're not going to be able to have Trump. I don't think Trump will fight Israel like he would fight anybody else. Because I know Trump.
You know what? You know what, Danny? You're right. And I'll just say this. I've never said this on air before. I said this to certain people around here and other people that I just spitball with on news and stuff. I've never said this before, but you're absolutely right. I knew that Trump was the Jewish candidate a while ago. I kind of expected some of this to go down. But when you weigh the options and you say, okay, America can be rich, America can be sovereign, and they won't be sold out to the globalists, but we'll still have Israel's foreign policy. Well, that's better than Hillary Clinton, but it does make you wonder if Trump is going to do anything about 9/11 truth or declassify anything about that if he's trying to protect Jewish interests, if they were truly behind 9/11. I don't know. I know that we were lied to about 9/11, and I'd like to know the truth, and I think that would really help the world come to peace if we knew the truth.
Infowars.com/
Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, we're in the third hour here, and just there's so much to cover. I'm not even going to be able to get to all of it. Leanne McAdoo is about to join us. You've got the body cam footage that debunks the NAAC president's racial profiling accusations. So this NAACP president goes on social media, says that the police were rude to him and racist. The police release the body cam. He turns out to be a total liar. Seems to be the case every time. With these liberal virtue signalers, Democrat senator upset Homeland Security enforces U.S. immigration law. Defense Department to undergo first audit in 70 years. You got Democrats running FNRA campaigns. It's all crazy. But I know that I'm going to discuss this with Leanne McAdoo and on the other side. This, you know what? Let's do this, guys. Have clip 20 and 21 ready. Because this is so key. And I'm not, look, just because I call things, look, again, I always have to explain this. I just call things as they are. I'm play-by-play of everything that's going on right now. So that's like if I'm calling a basketball game and some player makes an incredible dunk and I'm like, wow, what a dunk. Like, oh, you're favoring him. You're shilling for him. And it's like, no, I'm just calling the play. The guy made an incredible play. Can I just call what happened? So it's like if I sit here and I say it looks like Trump is going along with Israel operating our foreign policy, that's just a fact. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm just giving you facts. See, now I'm going to defend Trump. I don't like Trump having Israel run our foreign policy, but I do like Trump and what he's trying to do domestically, and then the media attacks him. So, guys, let's roll clip 20. Again, this is a clip C-SPAN cuts to take it out of context that then the liberal media and the Democrats run with. Roll clip 20.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals, and we're taking.
Okay, so that's the clip beginning and not to end, but that's the clip right there that goes viral. The Democrats run with, the liberal media runs with. Now, here's the full clip with the context that they will not show you on liberal media news outlets or in the Democrat Party.
But now ICE is the only law enforcement agency that cannot use our databases to find the bad guys. They cannot come in and talk to people in our jail unless they reach a certain threshold. They can't do all kinds of things that other law enforcement agencies can do. And it's really put us in a very bad position.
It's a disgrace. And we're suing on that, and we're working hard, and I think it'll all come together. Because people want us to come together. It's so ridiculous. The concept that we're even talking about is so ridiculous. We'll take care of it, Margaret.
Thank you. There could be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
Yeah.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
Okay, so there you go. So pull it down. Now, so there's the full clip. He's talking about MS-13 gang members that murder and torture people and kidnap people and deal drugs. Okay, not immigrants, but what happens? Here's what the Democrats do. Eric Swalwell, if you are a decent person and we're in a meeting where Donald Trump called immigrants animals, you will denounce him now. That's not what happened, Eric Swalwell, you two-bit hack bum! You bum! Adam Schiff. Murderers, rapists, and animals. This is how the president views undocumented immigrants. You're a liar, Adam Schiff. You are a liar. You are a liar. You. Andrea Mitchell, Governor Jerry Brown, both on Twitter attacking Trump, saying he calls immigrants animals. Nope, you're liars. You are outright liars. Now, look at all the news outlets that do the same thing. NPR, Trump calls unauthorized immigrants animals. Vox, Trump on deported immigrants. They're animals. New York Times, Trump calls unauthorized immigrants animals. Sky News, Trump under fire for calling illegal immigrants animals. Trump refers to immigrants as animals. Again, Huff Post, Washington Post, in reference to animals, Trump invokes ugly history of dehumanization. I mean, it just goes on and on. USA Today, Trump ramps up rhetoric on undocumented immigrants, calls them animals, on and on. Newsweek, LA Times, all of it, all fake news, all liars. this is the InfoWar, and you're at Freedom Command Central. No holds barred, no script, no teleprompter. But certainly spectacular. Everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're reporting on. Mainstream news comes out and reports yesterday about how Obama was arming ISIS terrorists and other stories that InfoWars reported on years ago. Now mainstream media questioning the Vegas narrative, talking about other video that could suggest other shooters, other eyewitness reports. Oh, again, InfoWars beat you to that story too. That's because we've got the gusto. We've got the cojones. We've got the drive. We've got the passion to bring you this before anyone else. We're not cowards, simply put. And we leave it all on the table every time we go live. So, as I'm talking about all the fake news attacking Donald Trump for his animals comment that they spin out of context. I mean, it's unbelievable, this attack. They all know it's fake. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders is just a champion. During the press secretary's questioning today, during the press conference, somebody asked her about the animal comments. And you know what she said? Trump's comments were not strong enough. Take that and put it in your pipe, you lying Democrat liberal scumbags and you media outlets that lied about President Trump. You liars. All day long, they lie. So I bring in Leanne McAdoo. Now, Leanne, they've been lying about President Trump from the get-go. Massive lies. Lies about sexual assault or sexual acts or whatever it is. Lies about Russian collusion. Lies about racism. Just lie after lie after lie. But of all the lies, this was the most egregious to me because they all knew they were lying. They all knew what Trump was saying, and they all ran with it in a concentrated effort to attack President Trump. This is the most, the average individual to me, Leanne, sees this story and looks at these Democrat scumbags, looks at the liberal media and says, wow, you are more pathetic. You are more low than I actually thought you were.
Mm. You would think so. But looking at, for instance, the New York Times, they tweeted out their article earlier and they didn't issue kind of a clarification. Oh, well, this was, you know, he meant this towards MS-13. They just say Trump lashed out at undocumented immigrants during a White House meeting, calling those trying to breach the country's borders animals. So that's what the New York Times puts out. They don't offer any sort of clarification on it. They just say this was part of a lengthy diatribe where they're talking about immigration. So they don't offer any clarification. If you look down in the comments there on their Twitter, you'll see the people kind of reacting to this tweet. Some people saying, come on, we know they were talking about MS-13. And then you have others who are, they know as well that he was talking about MS-13, but they don't care. Their truth is that what the president meant was that he hates everyone that is south of the U.S. border, anyone that comes from a country where the majority of the skin tone is brown. They don't care about the facts because those facts do not mesh with their personal truth. And people are being trained right now that their personal truth is the truth. And facts don't matter if they don't line up with your feelings. So this is kind of a really weird gray area that we are, which I think that's why we're seeing the media running with these stories when they know they're taking it totally out of context. But it doesn't matter because by the time the truth gets out there, the people don't care because their personal truth has already decided that Trump is literally Hitler and he's a racist. And we know what you really meant, Trump, even though you were actually talking about MS-13. I mean, how dare the president want to rid our country of a gang that is violent just for the sake of being violent. I mean,
they have gang members that go to court and they laugh and scoff after they murder police and say, I want to kill more police.
Right. And they're murdering children. They target children. They target teenagers and these undocumented or unaccompanied minors. Those are their main targets. These are the people that they go after. So if the left and Democrats say they care so much about these unaccompanied minors and these undocumented immigrants, well, MS-13 is targeting these people. They're the number one recruitment for them because they're kind of a vulnerable population. And so people need to understand This is a violent criminal gang who is trying to recruit even more of these people as they're coming in so that they can increase their numbers. They're not out there really. It's not about drugs for them. Yes, there's some drugs. Yes, there's some weapons, but they're really in human trafficking. And so they are absolutely.
Oh, no wonder the Democrats and no wonder the establishment wants them here. You know, they're good at human trafficking. It's not like we've seen that come from the UN or anyone else or Laura Silsby. Right. But, you know, the incredible thing to me is that this is why these gang members, these violent gang members, these cabals are one of the main reasons that people leave Mexico. People leave Central America so they can raise a family here and not be harassed by the criminal cabals that end up getting in power with the government as well. So now they're working in collusion with the government to oppress people. So that's why people come here so they can raise a family in peace. But mm-hmm. they want to ruin that by bringing all the gangs here. But this was the most, I mean, Leanne, honestly, we've seen all the fake news about Trump, but this was the most concentrated short-range effort I've ever seen where within the span of 1 hour, C-SPAN cuts, C-SPAN, who's supposed to be neutral, they're not even neutral anymore, they've thrown that aside, C-SPAN intentionally cuts it out of context so that the Democrats and the left-wing media can run with it and say Trump's a racist, he called immigrants animals, and then within an hour, Leanne, look at this stack. Give me a doc cam here. This entire stack of news that I have right here is all Democrats and media saying Trump called them animals. The whole stack. Every liberal media outlet put this out within an hour, Leanne. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, you think they would have learned their lesson after they did basically the same thing with that clip of the president emptying out the food into the koi pond. And they said, oh, well, he just dumped it in and so disrespectful. And then, of course, the full clip came out and they're really not serving themselves to if they're trying to break away from that fake news moniker that they've been dubbed. They're not helping themselves by continually doing stuff like this and taking the president out of context. On the one hand, it's great. Going into 2018, 2020, that people can see how biased the media is and they're turning it off and they understand that they're being pushed this leftist propaganda. It's not the truth. But on the other hand, like I said, just exampled under this New York Times tweet, you have people that just don't care about the truth or facts. They care about their feelings and that's all that matters. And so they believe the lies. And so CNN and these other organizations, I feel like they're kind of taking advantage of these people.
No, you know
what? Well, they're going to believe whatever we sell them anyway.
No, you know what? It's amazing, actually, when you see people that respond to Eric Swalwell's tweets and Adam Schiff's tweets. I mean, these are the dumbest people. I mean, I'm telling you, a Cro-Magnon that bangs two rocks together in the desert is smarter than these people, has more logic and reasoning abilities than these people these days. But you know what? I feel bad for these people at some instance because they really have been totally soul sucked. They really have been totally brainwashed. They don't even have the ability to think critically anymore. I mean, they literally have had their ability to think critically robbed from them by the chemicals in the food and the water and by the propaganda and the fake news. So here's what you got to do, folks. We've got products at InfoWarsStore.com that can actually help this. I'm not even kidding you. Get the people to use their pineal gland again and give your friends that have lost the ability to think critically a bottle of Survival Shield X2. Save your friend's pineal gland. Save their ability to think clearly. Save their ability to get in touch with their spiritual side. Give them a bottle of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, 25% off right now. Get them off of the bad toothpaste with the fluoride in it and get them on the good toothpaste that has the good halogen in it, iodine, super blue fluoride-free toothpaste. So there's things you can do to actually try to help your friends and family members that have had their souls sucked and their brains washed. And I honestly believe that nascent iodine is the first thing that you can do to help them think critically because the fluoride in the water has done serious damage to our pineal gland, folks. And that's where our spirituality comes from. That's where our critical thinking ability comes from. It's been under attack from chemicals in the water. That's not fake news. That is real news. There is a chemical attack on your brain. Do something about it. Survival Shield X2, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
lot of serious news that Leanne McAdoo and I could get into here. Trudeau welcomes back former ISIS fighters. Chinese mass indoctrination camps evoke cultural revolution. Yeah, if you have any religion, actually they're attacking Muslims. They just beat it out of you, torture it out of you. You have to worship the state in China. So some serious news there. Iranian group offers $100,000 reward for bombing U.S. Jerusalem embassy. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I just call things as they are. Did Israel help start Hamas? Is Israel funding a bunch of mainstream news that lies to the American people and the Western media? Absolutely. I'll call that out. Is there legitimate hatred and calling for violence to Jews and to Israel? There's that too. So I'm just calling things as they are. But if you don't say Israel bad, you're shilling for Israel. And then if you say Israel bad, well, now you just are calling for the destruction of Israel. It's like, can I just report news that just report it and not be put in a box here? But then, Leanne, I saw this story and I got ticked. Leftists now want to police your music. They're talking about banning groups that, so you can't hear groups and bands and artists now on the radio listed in here. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nelly, Ted Nugent. If the left starts screwing with my music, man, I think I've had enough. I think I'm willing to go to blows.
They've already started screwing with your music. I knew you would like that story because I know you're a huge Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. But yeah, they've put out a big letter this week, and it was started by the Southern Poverty Law Center, who is advising Spotify on what is considered hate content. And of course, that's anything that the left disagrees with.
You know what's hate content? I got one for you. Anything that comes out of the Southern Poverty Law Center is hate content. So why don't you shut up, Southern Poverty Law Center?
I mean, think about the amount of music that is all about drugs, sex, and rock and roll, or groupies, or, I mean, pretty much every single rap song is going to have to be taken off Spotify. One of the first artists that got all of their music removed from Spotify was R. Kelly, which, you know, I've been kind of a very vocal throughout the year saying, why in the world are we still promoting this guy? He is a lecherous creep. And then even after all that stuff comes out about him, then it turns out he's got, like, apparently some sex slave group hold up at one of his condominiums. I mean, this is not a reformed person. So it's like,
yeah, they even talk about it and admit it. But so now I can't go listen to the remix to Ignition by R. Kelly on Spotify.
You can't. No, you cannot.
It's a travesty.
Right. And so and we see that once you give them an inch, they take a mile. So now that they say, oh, well, they've done that. So now we have another left-wing activist group saying, well, you need to take off Ted Nugent and Red Hot Chili Peppers and Nelly and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith and basically anyone who's been accused of sexual misconduct.
And Nelly beat the charges. Nelly beat the charges. It was a fake account.
Exactly. Exactly. Guilty. It doesn't matter, though. He got caught up in the rage machine there with this leftist activist. So it just...
But let me ask you this, though. Do you think that
that music?
But do you think that this has something to do with the whole Kanye West thing? Because it seemed like that is kind of what spurred this whole idea to start censoring music.
I think that this was something that kind of has been on the back burner, and we're just starting to see the results of it. But that's absolutely where we're headed. Where, I mean, I don't know if it was New York where that radio station was where they said, we're not playing any more Kanye's music because he's come out politically in support of Trump. So that's where we're headed with this, where you can say, well, that's hate content because now I'm offended by anything Kanye West has to say because of his political views. So content, take it out of here. Get it. You know what I mean? So they start with this abuse of women and everything, which of course is wrong. And people have long said, why the hell is it okay for rappers and other people to talk about drugging and raping women? You know, why is that okay? Why are we glorifying this kind of music?
No wonder. Oh, so they're finally waking up to their double standard. Oh.
Right.
Is that hilarious? No, so they become aware of their own double standard, so then they just take their ball and go home. So we were total hypocrites and double standard, so now nobody gets to listen to Snoop Dogg. Nobody gets to listen to Nelly.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's there is no end to it either.
This is more of the book burning. They want to burn books. They want to delete documentaries off the internet. I mean, that's what this is. The left is burning books. Now they're coming after the music industry. But Leanne, I think there's another angle of this. This was from the Orlando Sentinel. Computers cracked the code of pop song success. It helps to be happy and female. So, oh, how do you like that? There's female privilege in the music industry. Shocking. I would have had no idea how someone like Britney Spears and Ariana Grande became popular. But I'm not trying to insult them. I can enjoy some of their music. But the point is, there is actually, they have basically science and computer algorithms that can produce music that they know is going to be popular. So basically all the music that people hear on the radio now is literally produced on computers to get you to like it. Like real music, like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you don't get that anymore. You get all of the produced music that's synthesized by a computer to get you to like it. It's not genuine.
Right. That's why it all sounds the same. And it's all the remix of old songs that the record companies still own. They don't want any original content coming out or anything that might actually start a real revolution or a real evolution in the people's minds, something that they can't control. They don't want that. That's why I can't even stand most modern music, because it all sounds the same. And I just realize I'm being programmed. It really frustrates me. And but it's just interesting that back in the past, we had kind of church moms and stuff who were like, oh, my God, heavy metal. It's corrupting the youth. But now it is like the super woke crowd who is wanting to ban the books, ban the movies, ban the music, shut it all down. It's just really bizarre. That was one of the reasons why I pulled out that Chinese internment camp story, as well as the Justin Trudeau, because both groups are taking these former ISIS terrorists, or what Chinese believe could be potential terrorists, with these Muslim Asians. They're putting them in basically these re-education camps. So on the one hand, you've got these Chinese communists, and on the other hand, you have super woke SJW Justin Trudeau. He's like, we're going to bring back in these ISIS terrorists, and we're going to, you know, have some dialogue with them, and we're going to watch them and make sure they start thinking properly, thinking correctly. So, but it's just two sides of the same thing. I mean, they both are thinking that they can re-educate people who have these really radical ideologies and just tell us you're sorry, tell us you're bad, say our Pledge of Allegiance, and, you know, everything's going to be okay. So I don't know. I think it's just, I wish we could do a laughing at liberals segment, but it's just not funny anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, I went and saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers last tour. I think I saw them four or five times. I'm going to see the Foo Fighters tour like five times. And people are like, why do you go to all these concerts? It's like, because music is dying. I mean, I'm literally watching like the last breed of rock stars that actually do a rock show, because everything else is just produced and synthesized now by a computer.
Right.
Yeah, there's the document right there. Yeah, we need to remove Don Henley of the Eagles from the radio. He's insensitive. Who's your Leanne? Tell me a band that you like.
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
No, I'm sorry, Leanne. You can't listen to Led Zeppelin anymore. It's insensitive. So, okay.
Hey,
we're gonna burn your Led Zeppelin albums, so. Leanne. we're coming for your Zeppelin albums, Leanne.
I just don't want to think about the personal lives of these people. I just want to hear my music and let it touch my soul.
Yeah, can I just have music at least? I mean, can the left just give me one thing?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, the left right now is shifting itself. I mean, just totally shifting itself. That's shifting, a play on words with Adam Schiff, which, by the way, I noticed that one Don Jr. uses the old Schiff joke as well. Interesting. But the Democrats are really shifting themselves right now, and they are totally being exposed right now for their fake attacks on Trump over the MS-13 comments that they're saying he said about immigrants. Total lie. That's being totally exposed. The left being totally exposed. Now more people are going to hate them and realize that they're total scumbags. Then, this is just comical to me, the Democrats have lined up a conference in Washington. I believe this is for next Tuesday. It's an ideas summit. The Democrats are so lost right now. They don't know who they're going to run in 2020. They know the blue wave is going to be more like a blue splash. And they have no ideas. They have no identity. So running on Trump hatred is not going to work. So now they're going to run on increasing taxes. The Democrats have no clue right now. They're in total panic mode. And they're having an ideas summit next week because they're out of ideas. So they have to have an ideas summit because they have no idea. So let's go back out of the phone lines, though, in the meantime. Let's jump to Mick calling in from my home state of Missouri. Go ahead, Mick.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead. You're on air.
I disagree that not putting Hillary in prison will ruin Trump's presidency. First of all, the economy is doing much better. Secondly, it looks like we are about to pull out of Syria. Third, we do not have to stay Madam President.
Yes, but do you understand? But do you understand my overall point? It's that I'm not disagreeing with you that Trump has been a massive success. He's fulfilling his promises, and he'll go down as one of the best presidents in history, maybe the best in modern history. But I just am afraid that if he doesn't arrest the likes of the Hillary Clintons and the James Comeys, that these people are going to come back into power, and it doesn't set the precedent that needs to be set, that no one's above the law.
I completely agree. And lately I've been reading Roger Stone's book, The Clintons' War on Women. You would not be able to imagine the infrastructure the Clintons have, both in Arkansas and in D.C.
Oh, Bill Clinton was running drugs at Mena, Arkansas for years.
But Trump has to get rid of her support, has to get rid of people who don't want to touch her, people who are afraid to touch her.
It just irks me so much that Hillary Clinton still gets to go do these conferences and speak ill of America, speak ill of Trump, lie about us. It's embarrassing to the country. If we're not going to put her in jail, can we at least put her in a mental facility or something?
That would be the day. And she's making a fool of herself, at least.
But she's making a fool of the country, too.
Yeah, that's true. But at least this may not last very much longer, and I don't know if she can. I don't think she could do a 2020 run.
She'll try. They'll put her out there. Matt Drudge is going to come. He's going to be a prophet. They're going to have Hillary's head in a jar running for president. Hillary's head in a jar. And it'll be like, it won't even be animate. It'll be like fake, like Android Hillary or something. So 2020 president, because the Democrats have no idea. They're having an ideas conference. So 2020 presidential election, the incumbent president, Donald Trump, if they don't kill him, and then Hillary's head in a jar. That's what you get for 2020. It's South Park come to life. It's South Park come to life. You have to choose between a douche and a turd sandwich. Okay, having some fun. Hey, Mick, thank you so much for the call. Let's jump over to Dennis in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis.
We'll get Dennis.
We'll get Dennis here. I know we'll get him. There's Dennis. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey. Sorry about that.
All good.
I completely agree with you. Even if Trump makes and keeps doing what he's doing, guaranteed he will grow down as the greatest president in my lifetime, and I've seen Reagan. But the overall thing is this. We elected him to not only fix the country, but to get rid of the perversion of our Constitution. With that being said, if he does not instill in people right now that this can no longer go on, he said it, enough is enough. Let's go ahead and put everybody on down. The next person that's coming up trying to run for anything, we need initial public background checks on everybody. It's time for people to stop playing games about these people that's running.
Well, and look, Dennis, we've had this Russian collusion fake news narrative now for 2 years, and we've had a totally unbounded, no above the law Robert Mueller doing this false investigation. It's tearing our country apart. It's costing us millions of dollars. It's so illegal. It's so unconstitutional. It's based off an illegal act on a fake dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign. I mean, this is so insane. Why is he? It's like this needs to be shut down and people need to be arrested. I mean, I'm banging my head against a wall here, Dennis.
Well, let me talk you down off the ledge. You don't have to bang your head against the wall because everything is in time. We have to be patient. That's what we all do. You have to be patient. I understand everybody wants results because of the knowledge we know. But we have to be patient. If we believe in the way of law, we have to be patient. Let these people, let them throw up anybody they want to throw up right now, and let them continue to spew out the things that they're saying. They are digging themselves a grave they are never going to be able to come back out of. I want them to run anybody. I put Kamala Harris. Give me Oprah Winfrey. Please give me it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me the Cory Bookers. Give me the Give me a Cory Booker Kamala Harris ticket. Yeah. That will be such a miserable failure. It will be laughable. But that's what the Democrats have.
Whole point.
Thank you for the call, Dennis. And you know, and Dennis is right. And I get upset because I'm here on air and I have to talk about this crap every day. And I get a little impatient. But Dennis is right, and I've said this before. I think I have kind of a timeline right now, but I think there should be something big developing, at least with the fake Russian investigation, by the end of June. That's when I see something coming to a fault line or a fracture in that investigation before June. So I understand Dennis is right about the patience. It's just I just have to deal with this every day. And it's like, I mean, just arrest these traitors, man. Just, you know, I mean, we know what they did. We know James Comey lied. We know John Brennan lied. We know they violated the Constitution. We know they violated their oath. Let's go to Sonny in Florida. Go ahead, Sonny.
Hey, what's up, Owen? A couple of things. Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump, is far and away the best president we are ever going to see in our lifetime. And I think what's happened over the last couple of years, actually, I thought Trey Gowdy was going to be attorney general. That never transpired. I don't know why, because he had Hillary and the whole Clinton Foundation against the ropes, and that fell flat on its face. I have no idea how that happened.
But and that's why he's so frustrated. That's why he was so frustrated that he didn't have prosecutorial power and he wanted to make a shift.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I think with this Mueller situation, I feel in my heart of hearts and the powers that be that are now at least trying to maintain control and gain control of this, this is going to come to a close. And I think it's a precursor. The Clintons are going to have a knock on the door, and Miss Reality is going to be serving them a big slice of humble pie. I've got another thing. Go ahead.
Well, you got 50 seconds left, so just make your final points here before the segment ends.
Okay, well, talking about throwing blows, I had Maxine Waters and Spike Lee, I guess, retain the service of creepy porn lawyer Netty. Look up my bank records. I got thousands upon thousands of dollars over the last couple of years going to InfoWarsStore.com. I got Silver Bullet. Pocahontas is now calling me racist because of her heritage. I got super male. Now I'm a misogynist. I got all sorts of charges going against me. My back's against the wall. What's the poor guy to do now?
Wow. Well, you must be a Russian agent, Sonny, if you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, you're a Russian agent. You're not a good American. How dare you? How dare you support America, you Russian operative, Sonny in Florida? Thank you for the call.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, final segment of the War Room here today. I'm going to do a news blitz, and then maybe we'll get to some callers that are left over here. But let me get to this news blitz real quick. So, like I said, the Democrats have embarrassed themselves. The left has totally been exposed for the utter lies and misinformation that they spew. AP issues retraction, deletes Trump animal tweet. That story is at Infowars.com. Another one, that one's from Ben Warren. Another one, Infowars.com. Trump tells CNN, I'll always call MS-13 animals. That's from Kit Daniels. And then Kit tweeted out a story about a MS-13 member that murdered somebody, decapitated them, and then ripped their heart out. So, but that's nice and loving if you're a good Democrat behavior. So totally exposed, the left-wing media and the Democrats, totally exposed as the liars that they are. Now, is Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, are they going to offer a retraction? Are they going to apologize to Donald Trump? Don't bet on it. Those cowards and frauds would never apologize for all their lies and misinformation. All right, let me do this news blitz now. Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti says two more women claim they were paid hush money to stay quiet about Trump affairs. You know what? Somehow I feel like this guy is going to be totally exposed as a total operative and a total fraud. You've already got some of the clues. Wouldn't surprise me if he just made this up either. And the way he says it, he claims, some people claim, maybe hush money. Yeah, he's a lawyer. That's just a bunch of rhetoric. Now, you heard this first at InfoWars. There's somebody last week that said this on Jones Show. Steve Pachinik said it, I think, 2 days ago here on the War Room. Crude oil tops $80 a barrel as market grows more concerned about Iran sanctions. So you heard it here first. Crude was going to hit 80 a barrel. I couldn't believe it, but just happened. Alan, oh my gosh, this is just sick. But another pedo-gate arrest in Allen, Texas. Allen man busted with, this will make you sick, 58 terabytes of child porn. 38-year-old Richard Belden's home was invaded by police, the county sheriff's office, the Collin County Sheriff's Office. They seized electronic devices with 58 terabytes of data related to child pornography. 58 terabytes. How does that much even exist? More than 500 hours of video. I mean, folks, let me tell you, that type of pedophile activity and child porn activity only exists with governmental protection. Period. Who in the hell puts out 58 terabytes of child pornography, man? That is sick. And I bet he's not alone in that with 58 terabytes. So hopefully he sings like a canary and we get some other pedophiles arrested too. From AP News, the latest, hotel guests reported hearing Vegas shots nearby. Oh, now other news outlets and mainstream news are admitting maybe possible second shooter, third shooter, other shooters, new video. No, it's all old news. We reported it the day after. So once again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today, next year's news today. From Yahoo, how did Allison Mack get involved with an alleged sex cult in the first place? Disturbing new details emerge. So there's some other weird details, other names mentioned in here. It talks about how they groom these people to come into Nexum or Nixivum, however you say it. They have like women's groups and like uplifting groups. And they say, oh, yeah, are you experiencing some trouble being a celebrity? Do you feel like you want to advance your career outside of just acting? And so they bring these people into these conferences. And then they end up bringing them into the sex cult. And so that's how they get put into that position. But the big juicy from this story is what I've been telling you. Allison Mack is looking for a plea agreement. That means she's going to cooperate with this investigation. And Ranieri, or however you pronounce the guy's name, he is pleading not guilty. So Mack is going to cooperate. Ranieri is not cooperating. Someone's going to get exposed in this deal. Someone's going to get exposed in that deal. We have charges of human trafficking going on there. Here's from Mikkel Thalen at InfoWars.com. Anti-U.S. propaganda posters diminishing in North Korea. So that perhaps could be a good sign that the peace talks are actually going forward in a good way. We talked about this. Chinese mass indoctrination camps evoke cultural revolution. Those loving Chinese communists in the city of Xinjiang, they basically send you into a re-education camp and torture you until you admit that the Chinese government is God. Explosive eruption at Kilauea. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Kilauea. I'm butchering this. Hawaii sends ash 30,000 feet into sky. So you've got massive volcanic activity, massive earthquake activity, land splitting wide open, fissuring with ash and lava coming out of it. Now you've got ash going into the sky 30,000 feet high, folks. I mean, you know what? I used to say I don't think I'm going to see the apocalypse. I'm starting to wonder if I am now. I mean, this is just getting insane. Man jailed. Oh, my gosh. Man jailed for glorifying Nazism after cops found Hitler-branded wine at home. So now if I have a copy, if you're in England or you're in Europe and you have a copy of Mein Kampf, do you get jailed for having Hitler's book? So you can't even have wine on. It's a historical artifact. This is in Austria where this happened. So free speech is basically dead in Europe. Starbucks facing more racism allegations after Latino customer receives cup with Beaner on the label. So apparently the guy says, my name's Peter. They give him his cup. It says Beaner. Okay. Great. That's nice. Hey, have you guys seen this? If you guys can pull this up on Twitter. If not, there's a doc cam. Somebody took a picture of Maxine Waters sleeping on the airplane. And so they were like, hey, caption this photo, Maxine Waters sleeping on the airplane. Here's what was amazing to me about this. Here's Maxine Waters sleeping on the airplane, and she still can't shut her mouth. This woman can't even shut her mouth when she's asleep. Man, somebody tell that woman to just shut up. U.S. birth rate hits all-time low. What's behind the decline? And then in another side story when I got into this, not only is the U.S. birth rate hitting an all-time low, that has to do with chemicals and then the chemicals in the food and water and then people in the middle class that choose not to have children because they don't want to bring children up in this world. But then you've got this other statistic, 40% of the total births in the United States are considered illegitimate or you know, the father and mother are not married. So birth rates are hitting an all-time low and illegitimate children are hitting an all-time high. So an interesting dichotomy there. And then finally, and I'll take, if you want to take this last caller, I could have a minute to take him. This is from Maxim, but Danica Patrick, a female race car driver who broke the barrier and was competing with men and actually competing. Danica Patrick intends to win the Indy 500, the final race of her career. So I'm reading the story, and Danica Patrick, she's an author. She's a health nutritionist, a fitness personality. She does fitness and health and yoga and stuff. So she's like totally dynamic, successful race car driver. And I'm like, you know, why doesn't the left celebrate Danica Patrick for women's empowerment? Why doesn't Danica Patrick get lifted up as an example for women's empowerment? Here's a total independent woman who's created an unbelievable career for herself in multiple different fields, just a champion, just totally kicks ass, Danica Patrick. Why doesn't the left lift her up? Oh, here it is. Danica Patrick, the morning after the U.S. election. What a crazy night. I look forward to Donald Trump making America great again. Don't we all want America to be great? Stay positive, America. Ah, oops, now you see it. You can't lift up Danica Patrick because she's not a crazed feminist that hates Donald Trump. So a true independent woman, totally empowered, totally kicks ass, and the feminist, leftist, women's empowerment movement ignores her because she doesn't kowtow to the liberal politics. All right, I'm going to give JJ in Denver 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds, JJ in Denver. Close us out.
How you doing, brother? I haven't called for years for Alex Jones, but Ishmael is Islam. You get that in the first chapter of the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is the liberals and the Democrats and all that scum. And Israel is in the land because of God and not because of people. It's because God is going to, it's because God is making his word true. And he's not a liar. God is not a liar. So he put Israel in the land. It's not for the people. It's not for the Christians, Jews. It's to prove his word. And if we understood that, then we wouldn't have a problem, okay?
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, whether you think it's from God or you think it's world elites, the prophecy of the Bible is coming to fruition. Probably again. Probably not the first time. So that's all going on. It's crazy. Thanks to everybody that tuned in. Infowarsstore.com. Please share our links. Shop with us. Support us. Help us expand. It's more important now than ever. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.